This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Could Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom be on again as a couple? The 32-year-old singer and the 40-year-old actor were seen at an Ed Sheeran concert held at the Staples Center here in town. Katy and Orlando wore matching black baseball caps to stay incognito, and they were seen cuddling during the concert. They definitely seem like they're back together, an eyewitness told us. Katy and Orlando dated for about 10 months before breaking up back in February. Or did they? La La Land, LA, and the movie have been very kind to Emma Stone. At just 28 years old, the Hollywood star is this year's highest-paid actress, earning $26 million for the past year. Stone has her earnings from the movie musical to thank for the bulk of her payday, which also won her a Best Actress Oscar. Her portrayal of Mia, an aspiring actress and barista, garnered rave reviews and helped the film earn almost $450 million at the global box office. Oh, and by the way, the highest-paid actor was Mark Wahlberg. Ah, another one bites the dust. Modern Family actress Sarah Hyland has reportedly split with her boyfriend of over 2 years, actor Dominic Sherwood. The couple met as co-stars on the 2014 film Vampire Academy, but didn't make it official until 2015. According to a friend of Hyland, the romance just ran out of steam, but the pair will remain friends. Like we've said before, it must be something in our water that makes couples not last. Chris Pratt's rise to superstardom became a major strain on his marriage to Anna Faris, according to our source close to the former couple. They told us, quote, "He was gone for a great deal of time, one movie after another. It made her very sad," unquote. Since tying the knot in 2009, Pratt went from being known for his silly Parks and Recreations character to starring in blockbuster franchises like Guardians of the Galaxy and Jurassic World. The pair announced their separation on August 6th. I'm telling you, it's that LA water. It's been over 2 months since Wonder Woman opened to over $100 million and went on to gross close to $800 million worldwide for Warner Brothers. The movie, directed by Patty Jenkins, became a symbol of strength for women around the world. And now, Jenkins is returning to the director's chair to helm the second film in the franchise. Star Gal Gadot will also return. The release date will be December 13, 2019. Bill Cosby has signed up a new team of lawyers to defend him at his second trial on sexual assault charges. The team includes Thomas Mesereau, the flamboyantly mop-haired lawyer who famously defended accused celebrities Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson, Robert Blake, and Marion Shug Knight. Cosby's second trial on 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault in 2014 is set to begin November 6th. Well, I've always heard you need to hire an attorney who's a scumbag. After Justin Bieber canceled the remainder of his Purpose World Tour, many fans speculated about his mental state. Now, Bieber has opened up saying, quote, "I let my broken relationships dictate the way I acted toward people and the way I treated them. I let bitterness, jealousy, and fear run my life. I'm extremely blessed to have people in the past few years help me build my character back up, reminding me of who I am and who I want to be," unquote. Does this mean he won't be egging his neighbor's house anymore? Chris Brown is telling his side of what went down between himself and Rihanna back in 2009. Brown says both he and Riri were abusive in their high-profile relationship. Apparently, things went downhill for the couple when Chris decided to tell Rihanna about a woman he slept with prior to their relationship, something he previously had lied about. Brown said, quote, "My trust totally was lost with her. She hated me after that. I tried everything. She didn't care. She would hit me. I would hit her. And it never was okay." Unquote. No, it isn't, Chris. No, it isn't. Mary J. Blige revealed in court documents that she owes the IRS $6.5 million in unpaid back taxes for the past 9 years. While in the midst of a bitter divorce battle with Martin Kendu Isaacs, the R&B legend filed an income and expense declaration in an L.A. court after she was given a temporary order to pay her estranged husband $30,000 a month. Her ex was seeking $130,000, but even $30,000 a month. Ouch! Travis Scott's way to his girl's heart? Expensive jewelry inspired by his own hit song. The rapper's been busy showering Kylie Jenner with birthday gifts this week, including a diamond necklace with a pendant related to his track Butterfly Effect. We're told Travis reached out to jeweler Elliot Avian 2 weeks ago to get it done in time for her birthday. The piece is made up of 28 carats of VVS diamonds, and we're told it set the rapper back about $60,000. I wonder what the return policy on that is. Speaking of Kylie Jenner, she's downsizing her empire, selling a second home in less than a month. Kylie flipped a Hidden Hills home she bought just a year ago, selling it for around the asking price of $5.4 million. Not a bad profit, considering she plunked down $4.5 million to buy it. The exquisite property is one of three homes Kylie owned in the Hidden Hills neighborhood. It's right next door to her $6 million palace and her $12 million mansion. Not bad for a 20-year-old. The Trash Bin. Black Chyna just had butt reduction surgery. Now, another thing she seems to have dropped from her life is her boyfriend, Mechie. The two had an explosive argument and ended their relationship. Sources close to Black told us their blowout was over his excessive flirting with other women on social media. She's reportedly over him, even though he's trying to salvage what they had. Well, perhaps now that she has a surgically reduced butt, that will improve her chances finding Mr. Right.
The news wrap-up.
More than 2 years after its debut, the smarter-than-ever Amazon Echo remains one of the best connected home products. Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan are expecting their second child, and the Facebook CEO plans a 2-month paternity leave. In China, the social media game Honor of Kings has become the biggest money-making smartphone game in the world. ThoughtSpot has raised $60 million in new venture funding to automate the work of business analysts. Goodbye, consultants.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Hitman's Bodyguard remains on top of the box office.
The number one album.
Rapper Lil Uzi Vert enters the charts at number one with Love Is Rage 2.
The number one app.
Yeah, it's still Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one fiction book.
Why Is for Yesterday from Sue Grafton is the number one book in the USA.
Miley Cyrus first became famous at the age of 11 playing the Disney television character of Hannah Montana. It became the biggest hit in Disney's history and the biggest show on basic cable TV. Her debut album sold 3 million copies in the U.S., and since then, she's had numerous hit singles, including Wrecking Ball, Party in the USA, and most recently, Malibu. Miley will also be returning as a coach in the 13th season of The Voice. From her upcoming album, here's Miley Cyrus with the title track and song of the week, Younger Now.
Feels like I've been living in a dream. It's always right before I'm about to scream. No one stays the same. You know what goes up my skull now.
was Miley Cyrus with the song of the week, Younger Now. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.